This is GamerCast episode 326, PGR5, question mark. This is the show recorded on the 11th of February, 2013. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's like Abe.
Hello.
So what's happening?
I suppose GamerCast going to E3 officially again this year.
Oh, so unsurprisingly, GamerCast is going to E3.
Why is that unsurprising?
Oh, sorry, is it surprising?
Well, I'm happy.
Yeah, happy we get to spend money. Yes,
I get to spend money. Yay! Well, no, it's good though. Who knows what's going to be at this year's E3?
Giant leprechaun from Beyond the Moon.
Other than like what's been announced, like of course Nintendo have said how the new Mario game is going to be there.
Ooh, Mario!
Which is made by the Mario Galaxy guys.
Mario Sunshine 2.
That's what I keep saying to people, and they're like, "What, you liked that game?"
For the news.
So first up in the news, we're going to report on some rumours now, because what the hell, we're going to report on rumours, because that's how we're rolling. That is how it is the rolling.
Even though you usually moan at me when I talk rumours.
Yeah, but this is an important rumour. that's probably true.
Okay.
So Lucid Games, based in Liverpool, have a funky picture on their website that have they now taken off.
Oh, really?
Nope, it's still there. Actually, we'll show it. If you're watching live in the chat room, in the video stream, you can see the picture they posted on their website. I'll just put it in there. There you go. That. Now, I don't know about you, but that looks like PGR5 to me.
You think?
Yeah.
Meaning it looks a bit blue.
That's just road sign.
What's with the blue markings on the road?
Cycle, superhighway, whatever.
Car's quite blue.
So yeah, we're thinking that's PGR5, obviously an Xbox 3 launch title, and we're basing all of that on this one picture. But the thing is, Bizarre Creations were formerly based in Liverpool. Microsoft owned the rights to Project Gotham Racing, not Bizarre. So yeah, get a bunch of ex-PGR people to make a new PGR.
I suppose. It feels weird that... Well, it feels weird because, you know, it's like, well, maybe the studio shouldn't have been shut down. But who were they owned by?
Activision.
They were Activision, weren't they? I was just thinking that.
They're two games. PGR and Geometry Wars.
Yeah, except they were then made to make Blur, weren't they?
Yeah, they made Blur, which is multi-platform in it.
Just like thingy down south. I can't think what they were called. Making Split Second. Black Rock. Disney let them make Split Second, then pew.
Yeah, well, they should have done another PGR. Obviously, Microsoft would prefer them to do another PGR. But no, let's do a multi-platform game called Blur that nobody buys, because it's probably not good. So yeah, that's the first bit of news. Next up, we've got some American McGee is out of hibernation and is up to something.
Well, actually, this is old school stuff. So, well, I say old school.
Oh, they've discovered American McGee needs a slap in the face.
Why don't you like American McGee?
Stupid name.
I'm pretty sure he was named that by his parents.
Oh, stupid parents.
Yeah, well, it's not his fault, his name's American.
Of course it's his fault.
It's not his name. It's not his name. It's not his fault. He's a nice guy. So, yeah, American...
If he's nice, yeah, how come he's not cool?
He was really nice when we met
him. How come him and Tim Willits aren't friends?
Because they obviously fell out, or maybe American... That sounds really weird, American. Saying that, I knew a girl called America in school as well. Her name was America.
My name's Canada.
Yeah, so obviously he wanted to do more than what he was allowed to do at ID. Simple. Or
well, yeah,
he
of course.
Wanted
it
to
ID, yeah, you do as you're told. This is John Carmack's boat, and he's steering the boat.
Are they based in Hong Kong? Somewhere in China? Well, no, China? Somewhere in Asia? Spicy Horse? I don't know. Somewhere in the East. Spicy Horse are based. And they're American McGee's studio. They made American McGee's Grimm. What?
Somewhere in the East. When you say East, that refers to Eastern Europe. When you say the Middle East, that refers to the bit next to it.
Far East.
And when you say Far East, that refers to the bit
somewhere
next to that.
Somewhere in the Far East. I'm not 100% sure on where the studio is based. I just know it's somewhere in Asia.
It's probably Canada.
It's not Canada. Find out. So, yeah, American McGee's Grimm came out quite some time ago. I'm a bit confused to why I didn't put a date on this article when I wrote it. But they... Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once. It came out... early 2000s, maybe? Might be earlier than that. And what it is kind of like almost the Grimm take on fairy tales. So like how there's the Brothers Grimm versions of fairy tales. Well, Brothers Grimm are the guys that made them. They were quite dark. And Spicy Horse and American McGee took advantage of this and made a game where you play as this evil guy called Grimm that is trying to screw up all the fairy tales. So that's kind of the basis of the game. Damn it, I thought it was going to tell me exactly where they are. Shanghai, there you go. Told you. Shanghai. They're based in Shanghai. Yeah, so you play Grimm.
Hey, Bob, Deng Xiaoping, get out of here.
And you're trying to screw up everyone's fun, really. And it was kind of like an episodic game that came out on GameTap. But back when it came out, either I just couldn't buy games off GameTap, or it's because you needed a credit card that could be accepted in America, or something weird like that. So I was never able to buy them. You could get the first game for the first episode as a trial. However, now, thanks to, I guess, the IP exclusivity through GameTap or whatever the agreement they had has run out, because now Spicy Horse is selling the episodes. Otherwise, you could buy a special retail version, which only came out in Russia, which floats about on eBay every now and again, apparently, but I've never managed to find a copy. But now you can buy all the episodes directly from Spicy Horse, so they get all the money for it. And they cost £1.30 an episode, which is really cheap, don't you think? £1.30? I remember the first game only being like half an hour long, or the first episode. But for £1.30 an episode, there's 23 episodes in total. Or you can buy them in volumes of 8 episodes, which are $8 each. Well, actually, I say $1.30, I should say. Or you can buy all 23 episodes for $20. So it's really quite cheap. So I need to buy them at some point. It's got a really nice art style. That's like the kind of 2D stuff, like cutscenes and whatnot. Next up, Total War Rome 2 news. So they've announced a couple of factions recently.
Over my dead body.
What?
Rome 2.
Total War. Total War Rome 2.
Over my dead
official
body.
Official title, Total War Rome 2.
My title, Total Rome War 2. Rome 2.
So they announced 2 recently. Do you know those?
Yeah, a bunch of mad dafties that won't last 10 seconds if the Romans come
along.
So
the Iceni, is that how you say it?
Iceni.
Iceni, who are based in what used to be the, well, what is now the UK. Cameldoni, how do you say that?
Cameldonian?
And they look
the mad dafties based in the southeast.
Yeah, they look kind of like the anarchists from... although he's got quite the moustache. They look kind of like the anarchists from Rage, if you ask me, because they've got blue paint all over them. Don't you think he's got quite a moustache?
Well, they will have blue paint. They're from Britain, aren't they?
Oh, what? So they made it... Oh, I suppose they've all got stripy blue. So I guess what everything they'd use is blue so people can see them from a
blue
crowd.
Is like the, you know, the proper...
Okay, I'm not
Celtic
a big history
colours,
person, am I? I don't know this stuff. And then the other one they announced were the Arverni from Nemosis.
So I can't see what I'm looking at.
Arverni?
Arverni from Arverni land.
From Nemosis.
From somewhere in Gaul.
Near somewhere. These guys?
Oh yeah, I know exactly where they're from. They're from that place called Baxterland.
Gaelic. Central Gaul of Gaul?
Yeah, Central Gaul, isn't it? That's Gaul. What I just said, Gaul.
Okay.
I'm not Frenchy.
I'm not a big history person. I don't know this stuff. So yeah, those two factions got announced. There's only like 3 or 4 coming soon left. So whether that's going to be all the factions,
yeah, I'm just,
I guess.
They've got a very small number of factions. But then saying that, obviously any faction they add to the game would just get killed off.
Huh? What does that mean?
Well, unlike modern Total War games where you could argue, yeah, it's almost balanced. You know, the people have, you know, the same sort of strategy and the same sort of tactics.
Mm.
The fact that Romans have an organised army that just come in would kill everyone.
I see.
Innit? You know, who's gonna stand against them? Carthage. And hide in their city for 100 years, won't come out. Yeah, great.
So yeah, they've announced two of those. I'm sure they'll announce the other ones soon, considering I think the Iceni were announced like a couple of weeks back, maybe. Whereas the Arverni, was that it? Got announced last week, I think it was. So I guess they're kind of just keeping it constant so the fans can keep active. And
when are they going to add Wales?
Wales. What was Wales back then?
Which is part of Britain.
Maridunon? There's a little bit there, which is kind of Wales.
I don't know. Wales just means other anyway.
That's more like Swansea or Cardiff way.
Wales just means other. That's what the word means.
Other?
Yeah. Because really? Like Wales has never been like a single nation. That's why the North Wales capital is Liverpool and South Wales the capital is Bristol.
Okay. Next up, SimCity news.
You know, Wales as a national entity is a recent invention in the 1960s.
Well, it's the same as Scotland, right?
No, Scotland, you could say, has been a nation for, you know...
Okay, how about the same 12, as Cornwall? 1300 years. How about that, Cornwall? Because they
Cornwall's
wouldn't be their
not
own
a nation either.
They have their own language or whatever.
No, they don't. They just have stupid Cornish pasties. They probably aren't even from Cornwall.
Okay. So yeah, SimCity news next. So they're doing another beta weekend, which is next weekend. You have, well, actually, sign-ups have finished now, but I believe if you signed up for the beta previously and got in, you're automatically assigned participation in the new beta. Yep.
That is accurate.
Yep. And for anyone who was wondering what's different, it's still an hour segment, but apparently it's an enhanced,
it's got more stuff.
An enhanced version of the previous segment that people were able to play.
That turned everyone off from wanting the game.
Yeah, and hopefully the servers won't be down for a large amount of time.
It will.
So yeah, that will be happening next weekend from the 16th to the 17th, from 2 p.m. to 2 p.m. on those days. I don't know why they're running it so late in the afternoon.
Because they're mad daddies.
They could get a lot more out of that. But yeah, sounds cool. Next up, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter has been announced. I think this sounds interesting. It's a little indie game being made by a company called The Astronauts. They aren't actual astronauts. They're just called The Astronauts. I'm not sure on the name behind the company and why they chose it even, but they have. What it is, it's... three guys who used to work at People Can Fly, who were the Warsaw Polish based company that of course made Painkiller and then made Bulletstorm, and of course were bought by Epic and they're making Gears of War Judgment. These three guys left during the Gears of War Judgment development cycle and decided to find their own company, and The Vanishing of Ethan Carter is kind of like a mystery style game which is supposed to be huge emphasis on storytelling, so think kind of how people have been enjoying things like De-Esther or... Oh, something came out. Pro
Skills 5.
Samuel appear. I can't think of what the name of it is. But yeah, so like you can kind of guess from the name that it's quite mystery-based because it's called The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. It's quite a different name for a game. It sounds more like a mystery novel or a film even. But it's a game. There's a teaser trailer that you can watch that we have linked on our website or embedded on the website. And it kind of just shows off the tech they're using. They're using the Unreal 3 engine. They make it look really pretty. A nice kind of autumnal shot in the teaser trailer. So you've got nice leaves and they're all kind of orangey and everything's kind of got an orange feel. But I think it looks really nice. It's a PC game. It's coming out in 2013. So I'm going to keep an eye on it and keep mentioning it whenever new stuff comes about.
Fantastic.
I think it looks awesome. I'm interested in it. Next up, I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe do a Kickstarter for that, actually. But I don't know, maybe those three guys have enough money, but the Kickstarter seems to be the new thing these days, considering the next thing I'm talking about is actually a Kickstarter that's going on. Although it's being...
Segway points one.
What?
Well, are you trying to do like a cool segue from talking about Kickstarter to join them together?
Yeah.
And you just crashed and burned, so you have a score of one. I would have just done it like this. Here's the next lame-o game.
Cheers, Paul. So, similar to Vanishing of Ethan Carter, kind of story-based adventure, although, of course, it's impossible to tell what kind of gameplay bashing Ethan Carter is going to be. Asylum has a Kickstarter going on at the moment, which is a psychological horror point-and-click adventure-style game. They have a Kickstarter going at the moment. They've got about 17 or 16 days left, with not a huge amount of their money required left to be achieved. They've been greenlit on Steam, and it's kind of...
Greenlit?
It's a game inspired by the works of H.P. Lovecraft, for anyone who's a fan of his writing. But yeah, it's scheduled to be coming out end of 2013 for Windows, Macintosh and Linux. Check on our website, we've got a post about it, including the teaser, well, the trailer for it.
Let's waste our money by releasing it on Macintosh and Linux.
Next up, Obscure. So, do you remember Obscure coming out at all? It came out on PS2?
Yes.
You do. So, Obscure was a kind of survival horror, action-y style game set in a high school, where you should play as different high school kids. There's a new game coming out for it.
Like Bully?
Not really like Bully.
Like Canis Canemedit?
Yes, Paul. Canis Canemedit, as known as over here.
The later games were known as Bully.
Yeah. Well, when they were allowed to call it Bully.
After the press had lost interest in it.
So Obscure's coming back. It's a little bit different to what it was before. So it's now it's being developed by Mighty Rocket Studio, which has a few of the original creators of the original Obscure working there. It's got a single player story as well as a local and online co-op multiplayer, but it's a side scrolling kind of hack and slash, with combos and kind of fighting in it, as opposed to like survival-y horror. It looks kind of interesting, though. It's got an interesting art style for it. But it's coming out on Windows, PSN, and Xbox Live in the spring. So it only just got announced, but it's coming out fairly shortly. It would be interesting to see what it plays like. Of course, there'll be a trial on Xbox Live, so I'll give it a play, see what it's like. Next up, these didn't happen before in the UK. They happened in America, but we had our own one... is it 2 years ago now or a year ago? I'm not really sure. But Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses is coming to the UK. There was a Symphony of the Goddess concert around E3 last year, I believe. And now it's coming over to the UK at the Hammersmith Apollo on May 23rd. You're able to buy tickets. They're quite expensive as it's a Hammersmith Apollo. It was really expensive for the last Zelda concert, to be fair. But if you're a Zelda fan and you want to hear the music played by an orchestra, you should buy some tickets and go along. It was lovely when I went to go to the Zelda 25th anniversary concert with Charlotte. But obviously that did really well, so they thought they'd bring Symphony of the Goddesses to the UK. So that's cool. You can go buy tickets on the Hammersmith Apollo website. I'm sure they will sell out very quickly. Yes?
Let's talk about MechWarrior Online.
You can if you want. I haven't got it in my show notes, but if you really want to talk about it, you can.
I just did.
Okay. Next up...
Nothing needs to be said about it, does it?
I don't think so.
It's MechWarrior Online, isn't it?
Uh-huh. You're waiting for me to talk so you can interrupt again. Yeah, no?
It's really good.
Okay.
And a patch makes it even better than your patch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, play it. MWOmercs.com. Play it.
Okay, you done?
Okay. The only thing is, ECM's still a bit annoying, but.
Do you want me to hit you on the head with the surface? I didn't bring a drink out, I'm starting to get thirsty. Okay, so next up, Magicka Wizards of the Square tablet has been announced. This is a new Magicka game. So, Magicka, of course, made by. Ooh, Arrow
Face!
Oh, the originals were made by Arrow Thingy. I can't think what their name is. However, this tablet-based version is being released by Ludocity. It's coming out on iPad and Android devices, Android tablets. But it's a kind of spin on the Magicka series. I won't go massive into that. I thought that was being made by the actual Arrowhead guys. I can't think what their name is. But it's not. God of War Ascension.
Elder Scrolls Online!
Yep. God of War Ascension is having
God of War, Elder Scrolls.
PlayStation 3 bundle Which comes with a special God of War Ascension controller, I believe they're saying it in-game. It's a super slim white model in 500 gig format.
Why do people like these super slim PS3s so much?
I think they look a bit ugly.
They're so cheap and plasticky. It honestly feels like you could just break it in your hands.
But yeah, so if you pick up this bundle, it's 500 gig, you get a special God of War Ascension controller and a copy of the game, which comes in a steel tin.
The only advantage is you don't get your disc stuck in them.
Yeah, that's true. Which, of course, is a big problem with PS3s, so, you know, it's kind of
helpful. Oh, it just swallowed my £50 game. you knew.
Of course, you can also pre-order the God of War Ascension Collector's Edition that comes with a lovely 8-inch Kratos figure as well.
No thanks.
But that's not available from all stores. So I just mentioned that because that's the special version that's coming out. Victoria 2 Heart of Darkness has been announced, which is an expansion pack for Victoria 2, the grand strategy game. It adds lots of stuff. It focuses on the scramble for Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Well, yeah, it's all the colonial powers nicking Africa, isn't it?
Okay. I don't know. I've already said before when we were talking about Total War Rome 2.
I've never heard it referred to it as the scramble for Africa. It's like, we're having
what's it usually called?
You don't call it anything. It's just a normal, natural expansion obviously the imperialistic powers have a tendency of doing. And Africa was the only wasteland left worth nicking. So they went after Africa because they already nicked everything else.
Okay.
Apart from, like, Egypt and stuff like that, which is actually worth having. Although it's not really worth having anymore, since we've already nicked all the treasure out of them.
So, along with, of course, adding the kind of stealing the continent then, it adds a new diplomatic event, the International Crises, where the colliding desires of rival empires get settled by great power and mediation, and where smaller powers can manipulate their friends to support their own local ambitions. That sounds kind of verging on Crusader Kings, I believe, at least in my head. New colonization system, new naval system with greater detailed battles and ships,
battles.
Gun ranges, a newspaper system to track all the events.
Ooh, newspaper. A month later, you find out that your forces have been wiped out and they requested for reinforcements.
But yeah, Victoria 2 Heart of Darkness is coming out March this year on Windows, of course, because it's an expansion for Victoria 2. Next up, Rayman Legends. Oh my god, is no longer a Wii U exclusive.
In your face, Nintendo.
Good thing I didn't buy a Wii U straight away, because this was one of the games I was going to buy a Wii U for.
See, this is why people should listen to me and not buy a Wii U.
I'm going to still get one when there's all the games that
I
want.
It is time to put Nintendo out of the hardware business.
No.
As well as Sony.
No.
Okay. They serve no purpose no longer.
So
they can just make games for Xbox.
Of course, Rayman Legends was had been given a release date of March. Fairly recently, just before the new year. We mentioned it on the show. So, of course, originally it was coming out on the release of the Wii U.
Yeah.
And then they said, actually, it's going to come out March. Most actually, people were like, is this because Nintendo
is this
were
because
afraid...
the Wii U looks so soft?
Well, no, it's also... Some people were like, is it because Nintendo are afraid that Rayman will sell better than Mario on launch and things like that? But obviously it is due to development issues.
The Vita is outselling Wii U.
I saw it's got a 1.6% software share or something like that.
Yeah, the Vita's got like 2%.
So, yeah, along with a release date change, they also announced that it's going multi-platform on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 as well as Nintendo Wii U.
Is this all in March as well?
It's not March now, it's September.
Have they delayed the Wii U one as well?
Yeah, it's all coming out September now. The Wii U, so that they don't disappoint fans, is having its exclusive demo still on the Wii U. You can't play that demo anywhere else.
Wow, it gets the demo for the game.
But, yeah, me and Paul were talking about it last night, because it is a bit strange, because I understood why Rayman Legends was going to be a Wii U title, with using the gamepad and having... I'm trying to put my hands on there. Having little Murphy on the screen, and you poke and move him around and do whatnot. So they were... Oh, that's all my hands now. So, you know, you'd poke him to go in different areas. He could collect collectibles, or in the rhythm-based games, you could click to the music on the certain drums or whatnot, or things that activate stuff, or, like, the little guys, little flying guys who you click on, and then they make other ones that then Rayman can pick up. That's why I saw it as Wii U exclusive, because I thought, well, what are they going to do with this for other consoles? But then Paul was saying last night they could do other they could, of course, release it on 360 and support that still, couldn't they? You're not going to go into it?
Well, yeah, they could use smart glass, can't they?
I didn't think about that myself. Because the only thing, of course, I thought in my head that Microsoft has with the 360 is just they've got Kinect. But then that'd be really annoying if everyone is playing in a controller and you're like Murphy and you're darting around just trying to do things and jumping about. That'd, of course, be the more comical versions of it. Or, you know, with if you could use smart glass, use the device, use the Surface. But yeah, I'm not sure what they do with PS3. I suppose they could use Move.
Cancel it.
Yes, Paul.
There is no point in this PlayStation.
See, that'll be interesting seeing some more on Rayman Legends. Maybe they'll have the standard console versions at E3, potentially. So you can see what it plays
smart
like.
Smart glass is just obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious, Canada.
What if they don't do that?
Then it proves the point that Ubisoft is finished.
Finished?
Yeah. It's such a blatantly obvious thing to do. Like, the game they've already developed around using a second controller.
I suppose so then... Well, I guess no matter what anyway, Murphy would become an optional thing. I'm not sure how that would work with the rhythm-based levels. But I don't know.
I don't know, use a microphone and just go...
But yeah, the console versions... the 360 and PS3 versions are still being made by Montpellier, or however you pronounce it, the studio making the Wii U version. So it's not being ported over by another division of Ubisoft. Apparently it's being made by them as well.
Let's talk about Buzz Aldrin's Space Program Manager.
Yes.
Because Buzz Aldrin was formerly known as a director at NASA.
Yes. So
not an Air Force pilot or astronaut. No, the guy who runs the whole space program.
Yeah, he of course knows how to run a space program. So Buzz Aldrin, Space Program Manager, is affiliated, I guess, or co-developed by Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, he used one of the programs.
And I think it was Matrix Software or something along those lines. So like most kind of manager or not managing-based software... you're managing their money and stuff like that. So what it is that you... Well, apparently it's the ultimate game of space exploration. Where's the bit that I read before? I can remember. There you go. You're in charge of carefully managing the agency's budget by opening programs, spending R&D funds on improving the hardware, recruiting personnel and astronauts, as well as launching space missions. And this is Road to the Moon, which is the first chapter in a series of three games
Road
that they're doing.
Road to the Moon!
Taking players through different journeys. So apparently the first episode is from the 1950s through to the lunar landings. In the first episode.
Bonus points when the lunar landings were, Catherine.
It ends in a 4.
No. Foul.
6.
Foul.
Ends in an 8.
Foul.
I don't know.
1969. Bonus points for Buzz Aldrin's real name.
You closed your Wikipedia page. I don't know. What's his real name?
I don't know. It's something like Eugene or Edwin. It's
so what? He made him that name Buzz, so
Edwin,
he was edgy.
Eugene. What's his last name?
Aldrin.
Aldrin.
Is it because Buzz was edgier?
Well, yeah, it's named after that Buzz Lightyear bloke.
Later episodes apparently adding a permanent space station in Earth's orbit,
Edwin, I think
all the way
name.
To the ultimate goal of a manned mission to Mars. These are coming out, the kind of the three episodes they're doing are being released on the, I'm pretty sure Windows, but I
see. So this is PC, yeah? This is not
yeah.
PC.
Well, it's Windows, Macintosh and iPad in June later this year. Hopefully that means they're not making it for iPad and then... Just, you know,
dumping
stretching
it
up to go up on Windows. But yeah, I thought it sounded kind of cool. I thought I'd mention it.
Nah.
Manager game. Next up, Anna Extended Edition. Anna came out previously.
Hey, isn't that the dodgy woman from that program about the aliens who visit the Earth?
What?
No, okay, never mind.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Anna. That's the... person out of the TV series we watched, didn't it?
What TV series we watched?
With the aliens who came to the Earth.
What, V?
I don't know what it's called.
V?
I don't know what it's called, but all I remember was thinking it was rubbish.
Did we watch two series of it? It might have been V. It was they looked like people, but they were actually lizard
people. Yeah, they looked like people, but to save money, yeah, they just had normal people do it. How convenient.
Very convenient. That's what the original series was as well. Although, of course, that was in the 70s or whatnot.
It's almost as bad as Star Trek. Oh, look, all the aliens in the whole universe all look the same, apart from they have slightly different ears and makeup on the nose.
So, yeah, Anna's a first-person horror adventure game, so similar to Asylum. And is being given a retail release.
V. Yeah, that's what it was, that crappy V. And she was, like, the leader or something, wasn't she?
Yeah.
See, I remember stuff we Anna. Watch.
You don't remember things I show you or say, though, that's the thing.
Well, that's because you forced me to watch a whole series of it, so I had to learn at least one person's name in it.
I took you enjoying watching it.
I don't even
and then they made it silly because they don't you remember at the end of series 2 they were like leading up to all this stuff and it was the last episode ever because they cancelled it. No, you don't remember? I bet if I showed you that episode then you'd be like, oh yeah, it sounded like it might have been getting good and then it got cancelled.
I'd be like The Walking Dead after episode 2 of season 1.
Oh, that's good. Walking Dead it's going to start up again soon, I reckon.
Yay.
It's February, isn't it? Yeah.
Let's talk about television. What else have we been watching on the TV lately?
How about we finish talking about Anna? Yeah? Unless you want to really talk about TV?
Yeah, we should do a new podcast called TV Cast. What's Paul been watching on the TV today? I watched the news and I caught the last 15 minutes of The Simpsons and then I went to bed.
To bed after like, The Simpsons.
And that'd be like the same thing every day.
Okay. So yeah, the extended edition, as well as of course having the original Anna game, I believe 3 possible endings were in the original, but apparently it's got new environments, puzzles, interface and music, improved graphics, a new in-game character, which is the wife doll with its own AI, and a new game over state. It's got extras as well that include a photo of the real world sawmill location from in the game, the complete soundtrack, and the main character's notebook in English and Italian.
La-di-da.
Italian. And then finally, another Kickstarter. I probably should have put these two together. But Dreamfall Chapters, The Longest Journey. So Red Thread Games have started up a Kickstarter. They've probably got a fair amount of money by now. I haven't got a link though. To continue. Well, to.
My name's Nico Bellic and I'm loaded.
Continue.
I got like 20 grand. I'm Nico Bellic.
The Dreamfall games. So of course there was Longest Journey and Dreamfall The Longest Journey, and they now want to
die.
Bring it all together and make a new game. So there's lots of stuff about it. It's concept art. I don't remember having a nose piercing, but I'm sure she did. But yeah, they've got lots of. Well, they've got lots of pledges, but it's all quite expensive, if you ask me.
Yeah, Kickstarter pledges are too expensive.
They're getting really expensive. Like, you get some where they're quite cheap. It's like a digital special edition, $50. Digital collector's edition, $75.
Sorry, for that sort of money, yeah, I expect a box.
For a boxed collector's edition.
With, like, a statue and other cool stuff.
For a boxed collector's edition, you have to pay $110. The only box thing is that...
And even that would probably be in a cheap DVD box.
Well, yeah, it comes in a box, but then you get a printed instruction manual in the game on disc. And it's like, well, there's not much in that for $110. There's the Digital Dreamers Edition, which has an audiobook with it and a postcard. Box Dreamers Edition. Oh, that was digital for $150. A boxed version, $250. Limited Box Dreamers Edition, $350. Limited Box Complete Edition, $500. And the Director's Pack, $750.
In other news,
it's time for
Name
That
Game.
Yes, so last week...
That's rude. I was...
Well, you were reading out the whole list of pledges on it.
I'd finished. I'd gotten to the end of it, and then you just cut me off.
All right, well, last week, everyone would have heard this. Meanie.
I wouldn't want anyone else along for the ride. I suppose I can make room for you too, Garrus.
I don't think we had any correct guesses. You guessed it was Mass Effect 2. It was, of course, Mass Effect 3.
Of course. To be fair, it could have been 3 games.
So, GZ to myself for another epic victory. And the best thing about it was I was telling you it was Mass Effect 3.
Were you?
Yeah.
When were you telling me it was Mass Effect
3? When you were guessing it was Mass Effect 2 and you were like, no, I'm sticking with 2.
Well, no, because usually what you do, you say the opposite.
Psychological warfare.
And I thought you were trying to, you know, whatever.
Psychological warfare.
Yeah, psychological warfare.
This week we've got, in fact I've actually forgotten what it is, so let's hope I listen to it and actually remember. Let's turn the volume up so
I can hear it. So I can hear it, yeah.
Number 6. I remember this one.
What could that possibly be?
Number 6. I remember this one.
Well, and the noises beforehand.
Clues?
Multi-platform.
More clues?
First-person shooter.
More clues?
3-4 years old.
Have I played it?
Probably. Chat room, number if you six. Want to guess, now's the time.
Number six. That's my guess, number six. First person shooter, number six.
You don't know? Okay, cool.
I don't think I know.
If you think you know what it is, feedback at GamerCast.net or leave a message on the website at GamerCast.net. Good luck. The chat room's got nothing, apparently. What of juice they are this week. Normally they at least have a guess, but that just fell this week. Oxlow, it fell. Well, I should look at his channel since he's always in our channel. I'm going to look at him. Oh, we've got a guess. Oh, wow.
The original.
Half-Life. He doesn't say Half-Life 1 or 2, so we just assume 1 if they don't put a number after it.
Half-Life's more than 4 years old.
Yeah, it's 15 years old.
And it wasn't really multi-platform.
Half-Life came out in 98.
Considering the Dreamcast version was canned.
Yeah, but you could argue it's Macintosh.
I suppose.
Even though the Macintosh version... Actually, the Macintosh one might have come out like a couple of years back. So yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
New releases this week.
What? It's on me, your mad daddy? Yeah!
Okay, so... there's tons of new releases coming out this week.
Yeah, so this week the main thing we have coming out is Aliens Colonial Marines.
Yes, on that's Xbox. So funny. This is creepy. On Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. It's the only game coming out this week
that we know about.
Yeah. Well, I looked up on other places, and a few listed some PC games were coming out. However, I looked up again on other websites, and they weren't coming out. And I knew one of them definitely wasn't coming out. So yeah, it's really hard to find the confirmed release dates these days for games. Mainly because most retail websites don't do it.
What we need to do is get some guy to do all the work for us.
So yeah, Colonial Marines is coming out. It's based on LV-426 from. Aliens.
Funnily enough.
Yeah, Alien. You're finding out what happened to the crew of the Sulaco.
Hey, that's that mad daddy ship from the second film.
Has drop-in, drop-out co-op. They claim it's a true successor to Aliens. I would say the successor to Aliens is Alien 3. Because it is the sequel to Aliens. However, they dismiss that and say they're the proper thing. It's a team-based marine game, really. So expect kind of sharp-style dialogue. Killed, lots of assault rifles, shooting, smart gun, taking down aliens. Pulse rifle, that's the one. I said assault rifle by mistake.
And of course, shotgun. If you pre-order it, game.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I imagine
turrets as well. Must be turrets. Turrets and aliens, weren't there?
Yeah, except in the second film, of course, they cut all the turret stuff out of the normal version of the film.
If you saw the director's cut or whatever they call it, you get to see the turrets.
You get to see the turrets going...
And the tiny bit with the dude who's in Red Dwarf. Down the corridor. You know, when they have the kind of show more into Newt's parents and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy from Red Dwarf. The captain.
Guy from Red Dwarf.
Captain
Hollister.
There you go.
3 million years from Earth. Somehow he went through LB4, whatever the place is called, and had a kid. And then died in the radiation leak that Rimmer caused.
So, yeah, I mean, it's coming out on all platforms. I don't believe the Wii U version is coming out just yet, because nowhere seems to have it with a confirmed release date. Whether it comes out tomorrow when the games comes out, who knows. First-person shooter... got multiplayer. All I've seen at events for it is multiplayer. They never showed the single player. But yeah, it's out tomorrow. It's got a worldwide release on Tuesday. Well, I say worldwide. It's coming out in Europe and in America tomorrow. / Tuesday, whenever you listen to this. That's kind of it, really. Not much else to say.
Sana, we'll be back next week.
Oh, should I say, I guess there's a few different versions of it. There's the collector edition that comes with a drop loader thing. It was originally, I think, when they announced it.
One of those loader things with an alien fighting it.
Well, no, I think originally it was Ripley in a drop loader. They are drop loaders, aren't they? I'm saying that right.
Power loader.
Why am I calling it a drop loader? What's a drop loader?
I don't know. You drop it out the bottom of the ship and it falls down.
Power loader. Yeah, because originally, I'm pretty sure when they announced it, it had Ripley in it, but I think it's got a guy in it these days.
Yeah, it's got a dude in it, the ones I've seen.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure when they announced it, it was Ripley. Or maybe it was just they were saying ask Ripley about it. But I remember writing about it on the website. Yeah, with Ripley. That's got an alien on it. Is that
Yeah, the ones I've seen have got an alien on
it. So it looks like that?
Yeah, it's got an alien fighting on it.
Has it just got a marine inside?
It's got a guy in it.
Yeah. And then you get
He doesn't look like he's dressed in body armor or anything. He just looks like a guy.
It comes in like a box, of course, to house it.
So maybe Ripley's just really masculine.
And you get some dossiers.
Bit like she is in Ghostbusters.
And it's got lots of DLC with it as well. Then there's like special editions. So like, I don't think there's a steelbook, but like with a sleeve and stuff like that. And then a standard edition as well. As well as lots of pre-ordered DLC all about the place.
I'm going to press this button now.
Cool. We'll catch everyone next week. Bye.